This is Radio Guy Reflections 3W News. The wacky, the weird, and the wild news that can affect us each and every day. Today on 3W News, a fleeing felon gets shot in the... Yeah. Monkeypox gets a new name and help for your dog. 3W News is brought to you in part by daysvoiceworks.com. Find out how Dave's voice can go to work for you. Reflections.
Too many people in this business who think that they're, I guess it's a podcast, their stuff doesn't stink. You know, it's just like, hey, look, we're all just enjoying the game. We're all just having a good time. Sports are supposed to be fun. Don't take yourself too seriously. Let's go have a good time and really paint a great picture for the fans out there.
I wanted to be me. I didn't want to put on a show. I wanted to, obviously, a show, but I didn't want to be fake on the air. What you get is what you get.
You know, that would be a fascinating career. I want to witness history in a way and see it and tell the compelling stories of it.
When did you find out he is autistic?
When you get that diagnosis, it's not necessarily a shock to you, but it's validating how you've been feeling.
I can't imagine what the future of talk radio could have been or would have been had Rush not come along when he did.
This is Radio Guy Reflections. In Florida, traffic came to a standstill on Interstate 4 on a Sunday morning, and it only ended after a man was shot. According to Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd, a 911 call came into his agency shortly before 8:15 on that Sunday morning. The call was about a man throwing Molotov cocktails under the roof of a Lakeland home. The first deputy to arrive on the scene said he saw a man named Luke Neely throwing one of the cocktails onto the roof. He noticed that two had exploded on the house. The others had rolled down and ignited the yard on fire.
Some days you just can't get rid of a bomb.
The deputy commanded Neely to stop, but Neely jumped in his car and fled the scene, and the chase was on. Police evidently went to two pit maneuvers trying to stop Mr. Neely, but Neely drove out of the first attempt before wrecking on the second attempt. After the crash, Sheriff Judd says Neely got out of his vehicle and started running toward a T-Rex at a place called Dinosaur World.
You're kidding me, right?
According to the sheriff, Neely was armed with an AR-15 and 57 rounds of ammunition. Judd also said that Neely had a fully loaded handgun on his hip.
Surrender! You criminals!
You abominable outlaws!
Three deputies reportedly opened fire at Neely. He was struck. Well, let's just let Sheriff Judd talk about what happened when Neely was shot.
We hit Luke three times, twice in the right leg, once in the left leg, and once in the groin.
Just got him in the ding-ding! You have been kicked in the testicles.
And we've changed the looks of his groin forever, if you know what I mean.
I'm feeling such an odd mixture of pride and mortal terror.
Sheriff Judd says that Neely is accused of trying to set fire to a tree, and according to Judd, the suspected arsonist then went to a club where he tried to set the hotel's air conditioning unit on fire. It's lucky that the fire didn't catch. Judd said there were about 1,000 people inside this club at the time of that suspected arson. Neely faces several charges, 3 counts of attempted first-degree murder, arson, 7 counts of firebombing, and 1 count of resisting arrest. More charges could be pending. Neely is also being investigated by Tampa police, where they're investigating several fires that were lit early Sunday morning in the area. Now, Mr. Neely is currently in the hospital because, well, things were changed on Mr. Neely.
And we've changed the looks of his groin forever, if you know what I mean.
And coming up next on 3W News, we're going to talk about the monkey time. DaysVoiceWorks.com. Spell works, W-O-R-X. Find podcasts there, like my Radio Guy Reflections podcast, where I get to talk to other radio people about their careers and what's going on in the world of radio. How about some turnbuckle trash? I am joined by Chris Evans and Zane Peterson. We just talk about professional wrestling. And then there's the 3W News. 3W News is the weird, the wacky, and the wild news that might have escaped your everyday newscast, but we have it here on the 3W News, which is part of Radio Guy Reflections. Check out some of the celebrity interviews I've done over the years, and we have special musical salutes for different holidays, and coming soon, some comedy. It's all at daysvoiceworks.com. When you spell works, it's W-O-R-X. In our society, people are very sensitive to what things are named. And the World Health Organization is also sensitive to those people who might be offended by a certain term.
I know, it's a technicality.
One of those would be the virus called monkeypox. A lot of people have been upset, and now the World Health Organization says, after an exhaustive search, they've come up with a different term to use instead of monkeypox. From now on, monkeypox will be referred to as Mpox. Now, we here at 3W News would like to dispel a rumor about which group was upset about the naming of monkeypox. And I can tell you, in a surety, that group was not fans of the 60s pop group, The Monkees. Monkeypox is no more, just say Mpox. This is your dog's brain, and this is your dog's brain on video games. That's next on the 3W News.
I think I'm going to buy me a dog, yes sir. I'm going to buy me a dog. If I was looking for a word to describe what I'm going to buy, I think dog would be the word. It would be dog. That would come springing from my lips. Dog.
On his feet, the stray cat, is he ready? Let's go to the match, please.
I'd like to get old Hacksaw Jim Duggan's 2x4 and do a little work on you.
Tag me, please!
What do you call that, a flying springboard knee to the face?
Oh, that works.
All the fans here, it's just two guys rolling around in spandex together, so.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
Here's something that I thought was a joke when I first read it, but I think it's serious. Oxoid.com is reporting that there is a company in Britain that is actually trying to develop video games for your dog.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
The company is named JoyPaws Games. And JoyPaws Games is working on a prototype for video games for your dog that uses a screen console that competitors can play with their snouts. But you say dog snouts, they're kind of messy. Well, they're messy resilient. The first game JoyPaws Games is looking to develop is one based on the whack-a-mole. Right now, they just have one whack-a-mole that the dog touches every time it comes on the screen. But they've had some troubles as they're developing that, trying to get the dog's attention to look at the screen. Well, they put peanut butter on the screen so the dog would kind of lick at the screen and then enjoy the peanut butter and then play the game. Then they tried no peanut butter. The dog said, uh-uh, I want my peanut butter.
We used to love peanut butter. Still do.
So they've come across a reward system that seems to work pretty well for the training dog that they're using right now. Every time the dog sees the whack-a-mole, touches it with its snout, there's a treat that is delivered, and the dog says, food.
Ooh, delicious.
More bacon.
I want bacon.
Now, JoyPaws Games says that games like the whack-a-mole for dogs will help the dog's brain function continue to work properly as it ages.
I don't get what he's doing, and I'm smart. Not book smart or street smart or brain smart, but something.
JoyPaw Games says they're hoping one of these days to be able to come up with a video game that the dog can play with its owner or its pet parent. That's the politically correct term. Either way, video games, dogs, works for me.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Let the dogs out!
And that's 3W News. Thanks for joining us. And don't forget to check out the other podcast, Radio Guy Reflections, where I talk to people about radio who've been in radio or are in radio currently. There's also the podcast called Turnbuckle Trash, where we talk about professional wrestling.
Pro wrestlers excel at sounding like whack jobs, speaking in crazy metaphors.
To find out more about how Dave's voice can go to work for you, check out davesvoiceworks.com. When you spell works, it's W-O-R-X. We'll see you next time on Radio Guy Reflections, 3W News, or Turnbuckle Trash. Thanks for joining us.